Hello and welcome to our Secular Overeaters podcast series, where you'll hear from speakers who have found recovery from food and other addictions without God. For additional information, go to secularovereaters.org. And now let's get to today's podcast.
Now we are delighted to have Alan, who is going to lead us in a recovery inventory exercise. So Alan, take it away.
I'm Alan, a grateful food addict. So this is basically an inventory process. We're going to have about 5 minutes to write, and then we're going to get into small groups. Let me just focus on the writing part now and then talk about the small groups afterwards. So basically, we're going to be looking at a recovery inventory and an abstinence inventory. And the recovery inventory is really the actions I'm taking, what I sometimes call the three pillars of recovery. When I say the three pillars of recovery, I mean support. How am I asking for help? How are people helping me, asking for help, support? The second is self-care. How am I helping myself, self-help? And the third is service. How am I helping others? You know, this is a fellowship about where we ask for help, help ourselves, and give help. You know, that's really the essence of peer support. So to give a sense of that first part of the recovery, support can mean, am I calling this, do I have a sponsor? Do I have an accountability buddy? Is there someone that's helping me work the program? I'm making phone calls to ask for help. And it could be things inside or outside of the program. Do I have a therapist who helps me? Maybe a trainer, maybe close friends who help me. What are the ways that I go out to the world and say, help, I can't do this alone? Self-care are the ways I help myself. That could mean exercise, having a food plan, meditating, sleep, stress management, maybe just cooking healthy food or going to the supermarket and taking the time to shop for healthy food. Maybe it means having fun, right? Everyone's personal, but what are the ways I am taking care of myself? The third on service is how am I giving help to others? Do I sponsor people? Do I take phone calls and really try to care and listen? Do I have a service position? Are there ways I'm just helping other members of OA? Maybe I'm leading at meetings or speaking meetings or doing stuff at meetings. Maybe I'm doing service beyond OA. I'm just doing some good in the world. So that's service. Then a state of the abstinence is really just to ask myself, how's my abstinence working? You know, like, is my eating ways that I feel comfortable? I feel good about my weight. I feel good about my physical health, right? Cholesterol and stuff like that. The second is, what's not working? You know, maybe I'm eating more than I like. Maybe some foods really need to be removed from my food plan. Maybe I need to do a 301. Maybe I need to weigh and measure my food. What's not working? Any other concerns around food? You know, maybe like biological health, like, you know, my goodness, my cholesterol, diabetes, stuff like that. And the last one would be, you know, changes I want to make in that. And that would be essentially, maybe I want to get a food accountability buddy. Maybe I want to give up certain foods. Maybe I want to start weighing and measuring. So I realize what I said is like a lot, right? And to like write that all out in 5 minutes isn't really feasible, but you can do just kind of bullets, you know, just kind of shoot and go, okay, support, what support am I doing? You know, okay, sponsor, you know, blah, 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 I go to meetings. So, you know, what kind of self-care am I doing? I meditate, I exercise, just kind of shoot out quick bullets to yourself about this. You know, it doesn't have to be a long narrative. It can be if you write and type really fast. Same thing with service, same thing with the state of the abstinence. So it's going to be 5 minutes to do this. You can do it, you know, on the computer, on a Word doc or something, or you can just do it on pencil and paper. But you just want to quickly overview yourself. What's the state of my recovery from the three pillars? You know, how do I ask for help, service? How am I helping myself, self-help? And how do I give help to others? First one is support. How am I getting help for myself, support from others? Second is self-help, and third is service to others. And then the same thing with the abstinence. So that said, we'll go to about 12:28 and start now. And the instructions are on the screen as well.
I'm sorry, can you go over again, what is the other concerns part?
Sure. So on the state of the abstinence, just any other concerns I might have about like food, like, I don't know, maybe the concerns are like when I go to restaurants, I'm making poor choices, or maybe just like I'm eating too fast. Maybe I'm like dropping food on my shirt and staining my clothes, you know, like just anything around food that you're going, this doesn't work so well for me, you know, whatever that might be.
Thank you.
Okay, that was 5 minutes. You may have not written down everything you'd like to. That's okay, you could always do more of this later. So in this next section, we're gonna split into breakout groups, just twos. And so we'll have a full 10 minutes. This is really the bulk of our time is. So please, you know, use a timer or watch or something. So you share the time, 5 minutes each. And whoever goes first, I'd like you to, you know, either read what you've written or just speak to it. You don't necessarily need to like read a list. And I'd like you for the first 3 minutes, really just to speak without the person kind of interrupting or giving any feedback. Kind of like when we share at a meeting, we get 3 minutes and nobody interrupts us at all. So really take that full 3 minutes. Even if you run out of something to say, just kind of take a breath and see what comes out. You know, we have such a history of sticking food in our mouth, often to cover up what we're feeling. And I think so much of recovery is having a time to really be heard, express yourself. So, you know, feel free to speak from your heart, whatever you like to, as you do this. I realize for some of us, this can be quite sensitive. And then after your 3 minutes, if you'd like, and this is optional, you can then kind of chat with the other person. They can reflect or have ideas or discuss it, or you don't have to, you know, because you're being put with someone, you know, you've never met before, so you may not feel comfortable. And you could just take the 5 minutes and just share, and the other person listens, you know, pure, like a 5 minute share in a meeting. And then switch after 5 minutes and do the same thing. And it looks like we have exactly 50 people, so we should be even. If somehow somebody jumps on, there might be a threesome, and then just split it. And that being said, if whoever's the master of ceremonies can zap us into breakout space, that'd be great.
We're going to wait just a few more seconds to make sure everyone's back from their breakout rooms. So
I just pasted in the chat box that exercise. So if you either didn't finish it or just want to copy, you can copy and paste it out of the chat box.
Great. Alan, is there anything else you want to say to close the exercise?
Just that, you know, if you weren't able to finish this because really wasn't that much time, it might be a good thing to find somebody else, like a sponsor or accountability buddy, and do it in more depth on your own.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you, Alan. It was really helpful to spend some time thinking about abstinence and sharing with some other people. So thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to support our efforts, please visit secularovereaters.org and consider making a donation.